Rabbis Yud Gimel, Mishnah Zion 13:7. We're talking more about the Malach of Tzedah, trapping. This Mishnah can be tricky the first time you learn it, if you don't learn it right the first time. So let me try to do this right the first time for you, and say the story outside first. So we just, like in the previous Mishnah, had said that if you confine a gazelle to a small space, it's considered to be trapped, as long as you can get it exactly when you want it. It's not Mechusar Tzedah. You can get it B'mrutza Achas in one big lunge, so you'll be liable. So here are the cases. We're going to be confining a gazelle into a room. Now let's say that the room, we're going to talk about two rooms. The first room we're going to call the room that has a double door. So in other words, if you close one door, the other half of the door remains open. You have to close the double doors to confine the gazelle inside. And the second room we're going to have is going to have like a corridor. The room has like a long, narrow corridor. So and let's say, for argument's sake, that there are it's got two layers of doors. So if you close the first door already, the animal is confined inside the space and can't get out. But there's another second door, like further out behind that one in the corridor. There's just two doors. Let's say, you know, as if it's like, you know, belt and suspenders. You've got like two separate layers of defense to keep this place locked in. But even if you close either door one or door two, that totally confines the gazelle inside the house. Okay, so that's the first case I told you, where there's double doors that open one. You need both closed to lock the door. That's going to be the doors will kind of work in parallel. They have to work together, as opposed to the second case where you have a corridor. That there are two doors, but each door works in serial. You can do this door or that door, and that will lock the gazelle inside. So the point of the mission is going to simply say, if, let's talk about the first case, the double doors that are working side by side, the parallel case. So if Mr. A closed the first door, he's done nothing, because the gazelle can get out through the second door. If Mr. B closes the second door, now the double doors are locked closed. They're just closed. Forget locked. They're just closed. The deer can't get out, and therefore the second guy did the trapping. The first guy didn't do anything, because the first guy closed the door and the deer could get out through the other, it's a double door. So only the second guy will be liable. In the other case, when they work in serial, I mean, there's the hallway and there's two doors, but either door would be sufficient to confine the deer. So then, if the first guy closes the first door, so now the deer is trapped, he is liable. If the second guy then closes the second door, he hasn't done anything, because the deer was already confined before he closed the second door. And that would be true even if, after the fact, someone goes and opens the first door. So the guy who closed the second door, he didn't do anything, because at the time he closed it, there was already a deer trapped, you know, behind the first door inside the house. So the fact that someone now opens that first door and the second door remains shut is totally irrelevant as far as the liability of the second guy. Okay, that's the gist of our Mishnah. Now, the only trick is that the Mishnah is going to not talk about doors. It's going to talk about people blocking doorways. So the people themselves, their persons, their bodies, are acting as the doors in the story I just gave to confine the deer. So the principle is going to be exactly the same. We're going to say, if you have two doors that are working in parallel, like a double door, so if Mr. A sits down blocking half the doorway, he's done nothing because the deer can get out. And Mr. B then sits down the other half of the doorway blocking the entire doorway, so the deer can't get out, so then only the second guy is chayv. In the case where you have the doors working in serial, you have a narrow corridor, and either door one or door two would be sufficient to confine the deer. So if Mr. A goes and sits down and confines that gazelle to the house, so then he will be liable. If Mr. B now sits behind him and like blocks the corridor for a second time, his act is insignificant, because already the first guy is the one who's confined the gazelle. The second guy is not doing anything. It's like closing a second door after the first one's already closed. And now, the point of the mission, which everyone sort of scratched their head the first time if they're not used to this, is now, even if the first guy, now they're both sitting in the corridor, and the deer can't get out, or the gazelle can't get out, because it's inside the house, and there's a guy blocking him, and there's a guy behind that guy also blocking him. So now, if the first guy who sat down gets up and walks away, the equivalent of having opened the first door, the deer remains trapped inside because there's still a second guy sitting in the hallway blocking the corridor all the way out. It's like the second door is remaining closed. So the mission is going to say that second guy remains totally potter, because what did he do? He's just sitting down where he always was. It's even though he's sitting there, now it's his person, his body, which is blocking the deer in. The deer was already trapped. So him sitting there is not doing anything. He's acting totally passively. Just the same way, if that second door had been closed by him and then the first door gets open, he's not liable. The door is closed already. So once the deer has been trapped, it's in a state of being entrapped. The fact that his person is making that situation persist because he's blocking the hallway doesn't make him now the trapper. The deer was already trapped. The same way, if you, any malacha, once it's done, it's done. The fact that you're, you know, sitting there, someone double knotted the bow and you're keeping your finger down on it. So you keeping your finger down doesn't now make the malacha of kosher happen again, etc. That's true with all malachas. So that's the case of our Mishnah here. It's very straightforward, I think, after you understand it like that. And when the Mishnah says that that second guy, after the first guy walks away from the court, or the second guy who's still blocking it, and therefore the deer remains confined, we say he's pater. This is actually one of the three exceptions to the rule that we say when the Mishnah says pater, means pater aval aser, meaning you're over a derabanan at least. Here is one of those three exceptions where the second guy who sat down after the deer was already trapped by the first guy in the corridor, he is pater, and actually he's doing nothing at all. He has no culpability because he didn't do anything. He's totally passive. He's not trapping any new deers anew at all. Okay, the deer was already trapped. That's the Mishnah. Now inside the Mishnah says, Yashav ha'echad al Pesach v'lo mil'ahu. If Mr. A sits down at the entrance, the double door entrance to the house, and this guy is acting as the first door, so to speak, he's blocking half of the exit, but the deer can still get out of the through the other half of the exit. So then, if Yashav Hasheni Umilahu, the second guy comes down and now totally fills up the doorway, so now the gazelle trapped inside can't get out, Hasheni Chayev. It's just the second guy who's obligated. He's did the Chilul Shabbos of Tzeda. The first guy did nothing. The second guy did everything. Yashav Arishon Ala Pesach Umilahu. On the other hand, if it's the serial case, it's the corridor. The first guy comes down and sits in the corridor, blocks the entire corridor. So now the deer already can't get out. Uva Hasheni v'yashav betzido. And this second guy comes and sits, like, let's call it, behind him. Okay? Meaning he's also now in the corridor. He's also blocking the corridor, but the first guy already blocked it in. I mean, this, at this point, the second guy's presence is totally irrelevant to the gazelle inside being confined. It's already confined by the first guy. So then, the first guy will be obligated, the second guy will be totally pater. And afa pisha amat harishon v'halachlo, even if the first guy now gets up and walks away, leaving just the second guy blocking the corridor, and the deer still is going to be trapped inside, harishon chayev, it's just the first guy who is chayev, the first guy who did the tzeda. V'hasheni pater, the second guy is totally exempt, as we said before, and meaning pater here means not even pater v'lasar, he did nothing at all. Halama davar domeh, halama zed doma, what's this comparable to, says the Mishnah? As if the second guy had, the first guy had closed the door, trapping in the deer, and then the second guy bolted the door shut. Obviously the bolting, the deadlock for the second guy, doesn't make the deer any more trapped, because deers don't open door handles, whether they're locked or otherwise. And therefore that's what the Mishnah says, halama zed doma, what's it like? The second guy's like, lenol es beiso l'shamro, to the person who locks his door that already was closed to make sure no one gets into the house, v'nimtza tzvi shamar b'socha, and it turns out there already was a deer trapped inside. The fact that the guy happened to lock the door makes no difference because the deer was already trapped prior to the locking. The lock makes no additional difference, the deer being trapped. And yes, the halacha, just like this Mishnah says.